From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Migrants and refugees forge a new path to Europe. Thousands of migrants are pouring into Croatia, setting up a new path toward Western Europe after Hungary used tear gas and water cannon to keep them out of its territory. Croatian police said Thursday some 5,650 migrants have come into the country since the first group started arriving early Wednesday. Authorities have been using trains and buses to transfer them to refugee centers. Croatian authorities say they're forming a special body to deal with the influx. The Croatian Interior Minister says the country has the situation under control, but he warns that if huge waves start coming through Serbia, we must consider different moves. Hungary has evolved into a flashpoint for the refugee crisis. The migrants were no match for police using tear gas and water cannon to control them. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon called the confrontation unacceptable, urging all European leaders to show compassion to the migrants.
I was shocked to see how these refugees and migrants were treated. It's not acceptable.
Meanwhile, European Union leaders are still trying to reach an accord on how best to accommodate the mass exodus of refugees and migrants that is showing no signs of letting up. The military in Burkina Faso has taken to the airways to declare it now controls the country, confirming that a coup has taken place just weeks before national elections. In the announcement aired early Thursday on national television and radio, the statement said that the transitional government had been dissolved. Find out more on our webpage at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least five people have died in a powerful 8.3 magnitude earthquake and several strong aftershocks in Chile that have prompted the evacuation of the coast and a tsunami warning.
Estamos monitoreando la situación del litoral.
President Michelle Bachelet appeared on television late Wednesday to address the nation about the quake, which occurred just before 8 p.m. local time, saying once again we must confront a powerful blow from nature. She said, recalling the 2010 earthquake that took the lives of 500 people and leveled parts of the Chilean city of Concepcion. Wednesday's quake was centered about 500 kilometers north of the capital, Santiago, and was felt as far away as Buenos Aires on the opposite side of the continent. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says hazardous waves more than 3 meters above normal tides are possible for the entire Chilean coast, with stretches more than 4,200 kilometers, and higher than normal waves are also possible as far south as Antarctica and as far west as Malaysia. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner and billionaire Donald Trump took center stage Wednesday at his party's second major debate in the nomination race, facing a barrage of charges from his rivals that he is unfit to be commander-in-chief. Although Trump has led in public opinion polls, attacks leveled at him at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, showed he could be vulnerable. A Republican strategist believes the sole female seeking the Republican nomination may have gained some momentum when Trump backed down from a disparaging comment about her appearance.
I think women all over this country heard very clearly what Mr. Trump said.
I think she's got a beautiful face, and I think she's a beautiful woman.
Donald Trump speaking with Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is considering Russia's offer of military-to-military talks on the war in Syria as Moscow bolsters its military presence there. Kerry spoke to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov by phone this week, seeking clarification on Russia's intentions. Kerry said he warned Lavrov that Moscow's increased involvement in Syria, escalating the conflict and undermining our shared goal of fighting extremism, is what he said. Kerry said he stressed to Lavrov the U.S. would welcome Russia taking a constructive role in helping the 60-country coalition defeat the Islamic State group. Kerry says the situation in Syria will be among the topics they'll discuss with key partners in Europe.
That's the latest world news from VOA.